is a few blocks over. But before we do it, I'd like him to say a few words.
On a cold Wednesday evening, Marva Jones stood in the center of the Arcata Plaza with a broken leg and a microphone.
I'm a little bit nervous.
She starts to say, but then begins to sing a song about the Matole River in Wiat country.
Ihalet, 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 he no, he na, he ha, he no.
She was among more than 100 others fighting to remove objects of oppression from the Arcata Plaza, objects that have been controversial for Indigenous people and community members within Arcata. One of those objects is the bronze statue of former President William McKinley, and the other is a plaque that uses words like Indian Troubles to justify a genocide of Native peoples.
Thank you so much. Can I be short?
At 6 p.m. sharp, the group made their way to Arcata City Hall. They filled the council chambers as city staff scrambled to pass out cards for speakers.
Anybody wants to speak, I'm giving you a card. If you want to speak, put your hand up.
In total, 67 people were prepared to speak, but not all were in favor of tearing down the statue and plaque. Speakers like Elon Moore were met with jeers when talking about the accomplishments of President William McKinley.
He dedicated his life to public service and eventually gave his life when he was assassinated as our country's greatest public servant. How many people who want to tear down the statue have taken a bullet for this nation?
But Chris Peters, a group organizer and leader with the Seventh Generation Fund for Indigenous Peoples and a 20-year resident of Arcata, was quick to point out that historical trauma prevented most from even stepping foot within the city.
Most Native people bypass Arcata, won't give it the time and attention because of the historic trauma that the city represents.
Peters also said city council had the power to remove the statue and make what he considered the right decision.
You have the authority to vote, and I encourage you to make the motion and vote, and let those people on the city council who will vote against it show their true colors.
After more than 3 hours of deliberation between council members, speakers, and the community, the council voted to remove the statue with a 4-1 vote and to remove the plaque with a unanimous vote.
Remove the statue.
I'll second that.
So the motion on the floor to remove the McKinley statue, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Abstention? Okay, motion passes.
But the fight to remove the statue isn't over quite yet. In order to remove the statue, the city must go through the California Environmental Quality Act. Removal of the statue, according to Arcata City Manager Karen Demers, would cost nearly $65,000. Because it involves amending the general plan. Despite the uphill financial battle, the first part of this fight, which took more than a decade, is seen as a victory for the Indigenous people and supporters in Arcata. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.